This is the Tree of Life, Season 3, Chapter 8. In this episode, we will be discussing ways of utilizing the information contained in this podcast in relation to spatial non-consensual and archetypal consensual actors to theoretically enhance the effectiveness of a country's military and economic development. To start out, within any kind of organization, be it military or economic, the central goal, apart from promoting by merit, must arise out of the recognition that, most especially in unskilled work or jobs requiring cooperation and or synchronization, maximum organizational efficiency will be achieved by incorporating the principles of reciprocal altruism and the telescopic effect into the organizational structure of an institution. Now, this is not to say that this should circumscribe promotion by merit, but rather, should be the basic framework within which merit functions to promote certain individuals to the top. The idea is as follows. It is difficult to identify necessarily who will be linked laterally according to a lineal line. But what is certain is that lineal lines have the benefit of reciprocation through reciprocal altruism. Thus, any hierarchical organization, such as a military or a corporate institution, should be structured to take advantage of reciprocal altruism. Likewise, it is certain that since we know that archetypal consensual actors consolidate territoriality, and spatial non-consensual actors take new territory, military units should be broken into two groups. Those for attacking and those for holding the territory, i.e. in reserve. The attacking units should be comprised of non-linearly related individuals, that is, individuals from distinct areas of the country, separate ancestral lines. This is done to ensure that they aren't incorporated into an archetypal consensual line, which may undermine their ability to take new territory and adapt epigenetically to new environments. Second, the units responsible for consolidating territory, i.e. units held in reserve, should be linearly related, that is from the same village or ancestral homeland. This ensures that they remain linked by archetype and can hold the territory taken by spatial non-consensual actors. The structure of the military should reflect the formation of lineal relationships and reciprocal altruism with promotion by merit, since this is the best way to identify telescopically linked individuals. In other words, let's say you have as a basic unit 5 men. These men can be from the same village. But their commander should be a distant cousin of all of them, i.e. the further you go up the hierarchy, the more common genetic heritage should be present incorporating the lower unit members. For example, to return to the example, the 5 individuals could be brothers. But their commander should be a father, or an uncle, or someone along the patrilineal line. But you need not have such high levels of common heredity. The bottom 5 members of the unit could be merely from the same ancestral village, with their commander known to have some common heritage with all of them. Now, you should also have redundancy, i.e. staff or deputies with respect to each level of the hierarchy, that is to say, common heritage with the main commander. The purpose of this is to identify, by merit, who is telescopically linked to a greater degree to the lower level of the hierarchy. In other words, whoever demonstrates the greatest merit of the main commander and the redundant deputies should hold the post. Regional commanders should be from the same region as the unit commanders and units themselves, if that is indicative of common heritage. On the economic side of things, spatial non-consensual actors, i.e. those who work with their hands, skilled tradesmen, should be incentivized to pair with educated women or those who have educated families and vice versa. This ensures both components, spatial non-consensual and archetypal consensual actors, as well as the potentiality for adding accumulating territoriality within the family. Families should be incentivized to live in 3 generational homes. Homes should be constructed to accommodate this, to enhance the ability of the family to accommodate child rearing. Family businesses should be incentivized. Industrial production, that is unskilled labor, should be organized very much the same way as the military, in the sense that individual steps in the supply chain should be broken down by segregated villages or cities with common heritage. This would take advantage of reciprocal altruism. Management should be promoted by merit, but common heritage with those managed should still play a role to take advantage of the telescopic effect. In effect, incorporating genetic information into managerial and staffing decisions within organizations would take advantage of the underlying benefits associated with reciprocal altruism. It is important to note that I am not talking about nepotism. Promotion should be by merit to take advantage of the uncertain telescopic linking of lineal relations. But especially amongst unskilled laborers, reciprocal altruism represents an easy way to increase productivity. That's the end of the podcast for today.